It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 141 of the Taking Notes Podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I'm here with
Julian Robichaud.
And today we talked about all things Notes Domino 8.53. Is that correct, Julian?
Yeah, we talked to Pete Jansen and Ed Brill from IBM, and there's really two main parts to the podcast. I mean, the first part is going to be the XWorks server, and so, you know, Pete and Ed really go through the new IBM XWorks server and tell us what it is and what the licensing means and what's important about it, you know, why it is that we actually want this product. And it is a kind of a compelling new offering, even though the technology is still Domino 8.53 underneath the covers. The licensing model and the opportunity to actually kind of position the server differently is new and is going to be very appealing in a lot of situations. And you know, without giving you too much detail about what that is and spoiling the podcast, then. You can hear about that in just a minute. Now, the other thing is Domino 8.53, because Domino 8.53, even though that seems like, oh, it's just some little tiny point release, Domino 8.53 actually has a lot of new stuff to it, from features to entitlements to just, you know, some add-ons that you're going to start being able to sort of bolt on to the server in ways that we've never been able to do before. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, lots of details about that towards the end of the podcast as well, so... anything else we need to give as a spoiler before we get started here, Bruce?
Let's see. Spoiler. No, let's let people find out for themselves today as news hits the wire on 8.53.
Yep. All right. Let's have a listen.
I'd like to welcome IBM's Ed Brill and Pete Jansen to the show. Ed, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Bruce?
We are doing great. We're truly excited about some of the stuff that you guys are going to talk to us about today. And I'd also like to welcome for the first time Pete Jansen to Taking Notes. Pete, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you very much, Bruce. Pleasure to be here.
Pete, and for those people in our listening audience who do not know about you, what do you do for IBM?
I work under Ed. I'm the senior product manager for Domino Application Development, so all things app dev related on the platform, as well as some of the ancillary tools and technologies, and have been spending the vast majority of time working on X Pages and a new offering that I think we're going to talk about today.
In fact, yes, we are, and that's the reason why you went second, because we're gonna dig right in and gonna ask you to talk about the new XWorks server that you announced. So take it away, Pete.
Well, thank you very much. So we just announced a new offering here for building social collaborative applications, and it's based on top of the Domino stack. It is called IBM XWorks Server. And a little bit of history about the name there, XWorks. It's capital X, capital W. And for those of you who are familiar with our exceptional work experience category of products within IBM Collaboration Services, that's kind of the genesis of the name there. So when we were looking for a name, and we did look high and low for that and spent some significant time on it, we did come up with XWorks Server, and I think that, you know, that ties in nicely with our overall objective of where Notes Domino fits within the portfolio of products under that exceptional work experience category. But the server itself, it's really targeted at our partner channel here, and what it does is it allows ISVs as well as partners who are building custom solutions, system integrators, et cetera, to have a platform that leverages the Domino platform, but provides it with some new licensing and pricing some new licensing terms and pricing that really makes it much more competitive compared to some of the other platform stacks out there on which you might build solutions, and also allows them to have terms and conditions that meet the way they want to go ahead and deliver solutions on top of this platform. In addition to that, one of the main things is you'll notice that it's branded as IBM and not Lotus Domino. And what this allows is for the partner to focus in on selling the solution that they're providing to the customer. And if by chance a customer has some preconceived notions about what Lotus and Domino might mean for that underlying technology, they can go ahead and that gets removed from the conversation, sell the customer on the value of the solution, and then go on and have success with leveraging this platform.
So it sounds like this is not some new one license to rule them all sort of licensing scheme for Notes Domino. It's really kind of geared more towards black box applications, or like an appliance or something like that.
Well, so I'll jump in. It's kind of like that. You know, it is definitely something that we expect to be under the covers, sold by the ISV or developer who's built a solution on the Domino technology, but not having to sell Domino as a piece of software in the process of selling their solution. It's just an IBM application server that's under the covers, and it's licensed that way, and Pete and I will get into that with you, and it's really branded and packaged that way. So we want to get away from having to sell the plumbing pieces and parts and sell the finished fixture in the kitchen anyway.
Okay. Well, so what are the limitations then? I mean, this is essentially an 853 server, but what are the things I'm allowed to do or not do with it?
So you're allowed to, what it's targeted at, it's specific to applications. You know, it's not a messaging server. So what we allow you to do is basically deliver application on top of this platform. As you mentioned, it is a Domino 853 server under the covers here. So anything you can do on a Domino 853 server, you can do on the IBM XWorks server 853. You notice it's got the same versioning there. And how we define what you can do with it is we license it per install per year. And so for each installation, you are allowed to have up to 4 applications running per installation. And an application is defined as being comprised of 4 NSS. So that's kind of your basic definition of what is you are entitled to when you purchase an IBM XWorks server entitlement.
Okay, and that of course doesn't include like the Domino directory, the log.nsf file, anything like that. Those are all just the custom NSFs that you're allowed to have.
Right. So, when you install Domino and when you install IBM XWorks server, we deliver a lot of out-of-the-box templates. The vast majority of those really are to support the infrastructure of the system. So there are ones that are there for administrative purposes, but then there's also the directory. Now, the directory does not count, or any of those administrative templates do not count towards your NSF quota for an application. We do deliver templates that are focused as at end users, for application purposes, let's say. So things like the discussion, the team room, the document library, the blog template. If you can certainly go ahead and use those as part of your overall solution, but they would count towards that number of NSFs per application.
Okay. And how about kind of interaction with the other servers in your environment. What are the limitations or allowable actions as far as that goes?
So one of the other constraints we have is regarding replication. So you can, what we do is we restrict replication between IBM XWorks server to only other IBM XWorks server. Now, the one caveat to that is the fact that if you're installing XWorks server into an existing Domino infrastructure, and obviously they've got a corporate directory there, you need to be able to bring that corporate directory onto your XWorks server. So we do allow you to replicate the you know, names.nsf for the corporate directory.
So in other words, Julian, these are kind of standalone-ish environments, but we'll let you connect to an existing Domino infrastructure to get the directory info.
Okay. And so it, I guess in terms of applications as well, you know, we have talked briefly about XPages and I guess kind of the new 853 technologies that you can take advantage of. But, you know, what if I have just some client-based applications, or part of my application is something I have to access from the Notes client? Can I do that, or is this web only?
So I'll take that. It's either way. I mean, we're clearly focused on developing a market for XPages solutions. And XPages solutions, of course, can run in a browser, on a mobile device, in the client. You know, all of that is possible with XPages. But a traditional Notes app and a Lotus Script, even an app function app, is allowable within the license as well. If you need a Notes client, much like the Domino utility server, that client needs a separate client access license, though. So, you know, it's really primarily focused at delivering to web, but the technology is there and the licensing structure is there if you want to do client access as well.
Mm-hmm. So what is the price of this new XWorks server, guys?
So the price is $2,000 per install per year. So one thing that's different here is that this is a different licensing metric than what our Notes Domino base is used to. So you'll notice that there is no PVU licensing here. So one of the things is that we wanted to drastically simplify how we were licensing how the pricing and licensing would work here for this offering. So it's not PVUs. You don't have to go ahead and calculate PVUs. It's just $2,000 per install per year. So it's a fixed term license. That means that the customer is allowed to use that software for the period of 1 year. Upon the end of that year, they would need to renew that license in order to continue to use that for, you know, subsequent downstream years.
And if a customer has more than four applications that they want to run on an XWorks server, can they say run eight?
Yes, you can. So, right, the entitlement is, you know, four applications per server, four NSFs per application. You can purchase a second entitlement, which would allow you to have up to eight applications per server and eight NSFs per application. So that kind of, you know, for customers or, you know, or partners who are selling a solution that may, you know, be comprised of more than four NSFs per application, that allows you to go ahead and, you know, purchase a second entitlement. That would be another $2,000 and thus increase the capacity of that IBM XWorks server.
Yeah. And that's also unlimited users, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And no PVUs and no CALs unless you're using the Notes client. Right. So it's the most simple licensing structure we've come up with so far.
Right. And anonymous users too, right?
Anonymous is allowed. Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. And I was about to say, I mean, kind of going through some of the licensing and pricing structures that we've seen, even next to things like utility server, and this is absolutely the simplest, most straightforward bit of licensing I have ever seen on the Domino side. I mean, it's something even I can understand.
Well, see, we do listen. That was a major goal here, was to make this as simple as possible and, you know, just have it be able to be buried deep beneath a, you know, a vacation tracking app or a CRM app or a help desk app or whatever, you know, somebody has built on top of Domino. You know, one of the channels available to sell this thing for those who are partners and are listening to this is our application specific licensing, where you essentially, you know, negotiate a custom deal with IBM and we provide, like an OEM would, you know, a set of licenses to you in advance that you can then, you know, sell as part of your solution to the customer. And so I've talked to some partners about this already who have said that they're going to change their sales model for their solutions to a fixed term annual license kind of approach as well, so that they can do an annual subscription to their service, including the technology for the server underneath, and it just all gets bundled together. And the ASL approach allows us to do some extra things flexibly around the pricing, packaging, licensing stuff as well, if we're working with an ISV around a custom agreement. So it's really the easiest and most flexible way we've come up with.
Yeah, well, and of course, the other market that's, you know, just kind of a, this is a home run for, is if you want to have an internet server that's running Domino that has a couple of NSFs that you're using to provide an application or a front end or something like that. I mean, now suddenly you have this simplified, easy to understand licensing model where you can just spend $2,000 and, you know, put your server up on the internet and you're done. Yep. Or am I reading that wrong?
No, I think that was right.
Okay. Whew, good. and so you mentioned, I guess, buying the product, Ed. Certainly this is not something we can only buy through, one specific channel. I think I saw that it might even be on Partner World Advantage or Passport Advantage. I'm sorry, PA is what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. So where can I buy this from?
So, you know, the end customer who's going to consume the application can either buy it through Passport Advantage, like any other Domino server license product. It is, as Pete mentioned, a fixed-term license, so it's a different licensing structure than traditionally what you do where you buy a license and then pay S&S. This is just a license every year. But it's on PA, and so that'll be one approach. And the other will be if you're buying a solution from a partner, the partner may have embedded the license directly in their solution. And, you know, those are the two real options that I think we'll have for it. Over time, we might add it to the IBM Smart Cloud and the Amazon EC2 models so that we have a pay-as-you-go licensing model as well. But we haven't done that work yet.
Okay. Well, certainly there's plenty more information available on the IBM side about the new XWorks server now that it's been formally announced and everyone can take a look and decide if they want it. So we'll have some links for that in the show notes as far as where to get more information. Now, Ed, I think you also, you know, in our discussion before the podcast, you said there might be one or two other licensing changes with Domino in general that might be interesting for the listeners.
Yeah, I've never before in any of our releases been able to say that a new license agreement is a feature of the release. But it is true that we as part of IBM Software overall, went through a licensing simplification exercise, rewrote the entire Notes and Domino set of products licenses from top to bottom. So every single word was looked at, whether we needed it or didn't need it. Most of the body language on the new license agreement is telling you what's prohibited as opposed to what's allowed. So a very different structure to the license agreement than was true in the past. And it's much more simplified. So you're not going to need an advanced law degree to really understand what you're not allowed to do. And the assumption is anything that we didn't tell you you're allowed to do, you're allowed to do. So a couple of minor changes came out of that in the Express product family. Domino Messaging Express and Domino Collaboration Express have been till now defined as products only available to companies that have 1,000 or fewer employees. And the challenge as we were rewriting the license agreement is it's hard to say you can't do X when you're talking about the number of employees in an organization. So for Messaging and Express and Collaboration Express, the new license term is that you're eligible to buy those products if you deploy up to 1,000 users in a Domino domain. So over 1,000 users, you would have to go deploy a second Domino domain, but you now can buy more than 1,000 Express users. So it's still clearly targeted at being sold into small and medium businesses, which is why there's now a technical restriction instead of a size of company restriction. But it's different. And so people will think about Domino Messaging Express and Domino Collaboration Express a little differently. Utility Express, there's no change. That still is restricted to companies of 1,000 employees because you couldn't go do a restriction of 1,000 users per domain there. It's not really within the the typical use case of the Utility Express environment. You could have tens or hundreds of thousands of users registered in Utility Express in your deployment patterns in the past. So I didn't want to disrupt Utility Express for now, but I did make the change for Messaging Express and Collaboration Express.
Okay. Let's shift back to Pete and talk about some of the new stuff that XPages delivers with Domino Designer 853, as well as some of the social stuff, Pete.
Okay, very good. So there's certainly a host of new capabilities for app dev in 853. I think, you know, it's continuing that trend we've seen in 851, 852, a lot of focus on app dev. So from an XPage perspective, we focused on, from a runtime perspective, we focused on increasing or improving our performance and scalability. You know, we had a focus on this for the past few releases and continue to do so in 853. And so there's one thing here, the ability to go ahead and preload some of our Java, our XPage resources here. So first off, to improve performance in when using XPages in the Notes client, we preload a fair amount of the XPages runtime here before the application is actually opened. So this means that the end user experience when you're opening that application is greatly improved compared to earlier 8.5x releases. You know, this preloading is happening in the background, and we can go ahead and control this via the Notes INI. It also certainly does, we can enable this on the server, so it probably has its most dramatic effect when working on the client, but also, you know, is applicable to loading an application on the Domino server here. Another thing is, you know, with XPages, we're bringing down a lot of various file resources here via JavaScript, CSS, images, et cetera. And we have a way now of aggregating those into a smaller number of files. So there's fewer requests being made by an XPage when you're opening an XPage. And so what this does is it greatly reduces the number of transactions that are going against the server, requests that are going against the server here in order to open up an XPage with these various resources. And we've definitely seen some dramatic improvements when, you know, especially when in that initial application, when you're initially opening that application. So those are some great enhancements that we've seen from the runtime perspective here. Some other things is that we've got the ability to sort the results of a full text search. This is something that we've been able to do within the context of the Notes client, but it was not available in the web. And so there are some enhancements made to the backend classes that allow you to go ahead and do this. And so actually there's a new, you know, view FT search sorted method within the view class. And so this is available not only for X pages, but if you were to use that method within the context of Lotus Script or Java here. So that's a real nice new feature. Let's see, some other ones. You know, we've updated our version of Dojo to version 1.5.1 in 853, but one of the most important things actually is that we now have an extension point that allows you to easily swap in a different version of Dojo as a plugin here. And actually, we have shipped Dojo 1.6.1 as a plugin with the 853 release so that you can go ahead and swap that in as yourself. What this really means is that going forward, you know, there's been a lot of enhancements happening in Dojo, and we want to be able to consume those within our application development framework as soon as possible. And by having this extension point, we'll be able to do that much more quickly than we have in the past. We've also made some updates to CK Editor, and we'll be shipping One UI version 2.1.2. Yep, go ahead.
I was going to say, how about Domino Designer?
So that's where I'm going right now. So I would have to say that, you know, the big feature for 853 is around source control enablement, something that, you know, our customers have sought for a long time. When people saw that Domino Designer was going to eclipse, they thought you're going to get it right away. In fact, it turned out to be more work than one would initially think because of the fact that We have a NSF and all of our design elements are stored within the NSF, and that is not easily accessible to source control management systems that have plugins for the Eclipse framework. But now we have a source control management system agnostic way to expose design elements and stored within the NSF to the physical file system. And so this allows you to go ahead and now really do, you know, team development, manage your application development lifecycle much better than you were in the past by integrating with source control enablement systems. So that's a big new feature. I think there'll be a lot of interest in this, and we're going to have some good articles out there on our DeveloperWorks Wiki to help you with that. A couple other quick things. We've enhanced some of our perspectives, so the ability to go ahead and tailor the IDE experience to the task at hand. So if you're focusing on solely on XPages development, you can now filter the design elements that are available to you within the IDE, as well as the various views in there for just XPages. Similarly, you could do the same for forms and views development. So if you're maintaining an existing Notes client application. And then one other last thing I'd just like to mention is that, you know, we've seen a lot more people leveraging Java, especially because XPages are built on Java. So we wanted to make it easier for you to go ahead and use Java resources. We now have a new Java design element in Domino Designer 8.5.3 that facilitates using Java resources within your applications. So there's definitely a lot more. We're going to have some good information out there on the DeveloperWorks Wiki, and I think people will be very happy with what we delivered in 8.5.3.
Cool. A lot of cool stuff. And I did want to talk about some of the things that you announced, I believe, last June, like the REST API support, SQL database access, and a couple other things. You want to talk about how they relate to 8.5.3, Pete?
Certainly. So I think, you know, one of the things is that, you know, you've seen within maintenance releases where you've been doing a lot of feature introduction, but you know, everything is evolving so fast in the app dev space, and that we want to be able to deliver features to our development community more quickly than we have in the past. And so what we're doing, you know, we've embraced an agile development method here within IBM to deliver software to you. And what this allows us to do is bring features to, you know, product readiness much more quickly than in the past. But now we need to get them out to the community so they can go ahead and utilize them. So we're moving towards a new development model, and you know how we release those capabilities to the community. And so you've seen us start to deliver a lot of things on OpenNTF, our open source community, over the past several months. And so, as you mentioned, the REST APIs, the new relational data access, certainly the XPages extension library is you know one of our first proof points of that. But what we need is obviously to make that something that's part of the product. And by that, I mean something that is supported for you to use. So what we're going to start to do is start to deliver what we haven't quite finalized on a name for this, but you can think of it as a feature pack of functionality that will be installable on top of our 8.5.3 base. So later this year, you're going to see us release the first of these. And what it will include will be the XPages extension library, not everything that's in there currently today on OpenNTF, but the vast majority of capabilities in there. And it will also include the some new mobile controls that will be targeted at mobile application development. We will also be releasing the REST APIs as part of that feature pack. And this will provide you, create, read, update, delete, access against Domino documents, and the ability to work with collections of documents in views and folders. But, you know, that's the first of these kind of these feature releases on top of 8.5.3. We'll have another one targeted for in the spring that I think you will start to, that we plan to incorporate more things around mobile, but also really start to deliver a number of great capabilities from a social perspective out that will work, you know, within the context of XPages and allow us to tap into a lot of the other social services you see, you know, coming both from IBM, you know, from Connections, Lotus Live, et cetera, but also from other social services out there. So I think, you know, going forward, We'll be looking to deliver these capabilities to you on top of a base release, be it a maintenance release or a major release. And then downstream from that, we would then incorporate those features that were delivered into the base platform. So these things that I'm talking about being delivered on top of 853, you would then expect to see them, you know, in delivered as part of the next major release, say something like 854.
So 853 is actually, you know, not just some little point release. This is there's a lot of stuff. I guess there's even some kind of marketing or entitlement or licensing kinds of things that we haven't even talked about yet with 853. I mean, Ed, I think we've already missed a couple of things in terms of maybe besides the licensing, some entitlements, right?
Yeah, I should have jumped into it earlier, but it's probably in some ways the most exciting part of the 853 news. So hopefully everybody's listened through the first part of the podcast to get to the good stuff. Not to say the rest of it wasn't good, because it's really pretty impressive release. In case anybody's wondering what we've been doing all year, so Notes 853, when it is now available, it has a limited entitlement to IBM Connections files and profiles. So every user who has a current subscription to a Domino CAL, a Domino Messaging CAL or Enterprise CAL, or a Domino Messaging or Collaboration Express license, is entitled to use IBM Connections files and IBM Connections profiles at no additional charge. The full implementation of those two capabilities from within Connections, including all their integration with the Notes client and with iNotes, so things like plugins and the business card view and things like that. And we've done this because we really want to, you know, combine the messages we have across the collaboration solutions team at IBM into this social business theme. And some segment of Notes customers have taken advantage of adopting Connections at this point, but we really want to give a much broader exposure to the Connections technology into the Notes base. So things like microblogging and status updates and being able to locate expertise, and of course drag and drop file sharing. You know, these are just great capabilities, and it's clearly for us an opportunity to demonstrate the power of a full Connections adoption. We want that opportunity, but it's, you know, value in and of itself, just like the same time instant messaging plugin and the Symfony inclusion and the Tivoli directory integrator. You know, we continue to add more and more value into the Notes Domino subscription.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean, there, you know, if you think about how many entitlements actually come, I mean, especially now with 853, how many things actually come with your Domino license? I mean, because there's also the WebSphere entitlement, right? I mean, and there's some kind of DB2 entitlement. Is that still there?
Yeah, there was a limited one. I think it's kind of faded away now, but but yeah, there's other pieces, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, when you buy Domino, you're not just buying Domino. There's all sorts of little pieces and parts you can take advantage of too. Anything new with Traveler?
Yeah, there is some new stuff with Traveler, actually. Yeah, there's a number of new features, including some policy controls. Partial wipe actually got in before 853, but we're talking about it as part of 853 for iOS, as well as the ability to restrict a user to particular devices, which was requested frequently in the iOS world. And then the Android client is essentially getting its 2.0 release. You know, as you probably remember, we debuted the Android client at the end of last year in 8.5.2.1. So this is the second release, and it adds tap to dial, it adds some more calendar workflow, and it's an overall polished UI. So I think Android users are going to be pretty happy with this new update to Traveler.
We're just about at 30 minutes on the show today, and I did have one last question for Pete or Ed. It doesn't really matter, but you know, XPages has obviously played a critical role in the evolution of Notes and Domino application development, and I don't know where I read this or heard this, but I think, if I restate it correctly, it said that XPages is the app dev platform for IBM collaboration solutions. Is that a true statement?
Yeah, I think we talked about it in one of the briefings, but absolutely. I mean, this is our key application development strategy within the collaboration solutions team. And, you know, we're going to open it up through things like OpenSocial 2.0, really important technology across our entire portfolio, and, you know, getting into other integration points like through the RESTful APIs that Pete described earlier. There's a lot going on, but at its core, XPages is the only fully built engine for building applications that we offer. And, you know, you can see moves like a new XWorks server and the kind of investment we've made in these feature packs as being yet more evidence that we want you to learn XPages. We want XPages to be successful. I think I took a census the other day. We're now in the well into the thousands of XPages developers worldwide range. I was talking to one partner the other day who said they had 53 XPages experts within their organization, and I didn't know there was such a concentration anywhere. So, you know, impressive stuff going on in XPages, and we're very, very much behind it. Pete could probably add to that too, since it's his life.
You surmised it very well. I think the one thing is that, especially as we move forward, you're going to start to see a lot of proof points around, as I mentioned, how XPages can really build, you know, take collaboration applications and bringing those social services to them to make them even more, you know, more useful, more productive for companies who want to, you know, deliver this capability or expand on how they've been delivering this capability and bring those social services into their context. So, yeah, definitely, I recommend you keep your eye on what's going to happen here in the very near future on OpenNTF. We're going to be delivering a social enabler project that will show you a bunch of proof points about how, you know, Domino as a platform and XPages continue to evolve here to embrace a lot of these social services that we've been touting, you know, for the past year as part of the social business framework. So things like, you know, OAuth and SAML for security authentication, open social, the ability for XPages to be racked as an open social gadget and then participate in that kind of embedded experience that will be something you can use, you know, within the various product offerings we have. So I think it is core to where we are going from a social business development perspective.
And on the OpenNTF blog last week, Nicholas Heidlaw from IBM showed a demonstration of Dropbox connectivity, Lotus Connections integration, Lotus Live integration, as well as Facebook integration as well. So good stuff. Ed and Pete, any parting words for episode 141 of the Taking Notes podcast today? Ed?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I just kind of made allusion to this. My team has been working on the 853 and XWork releases, you know, all year. This is our biggest release. And, you know, sure enough, we're going into the season where we're starting to work on how we're going to start telling you all about the Notes Next release in 2012 and our social mail efforts and some other exciting projects. So this isn't the entirety of what we've been working on, but this is it for the year. This is our biggest set of deliverables. And on the Lotus Live side, we have one more release this year too. So, you know, tons of activity. The XWorks server, you know, one parting thought, XWorks server is the server the community built, right? I mean, that came directly out of feedback from the Lotus community on what kind of vehicle we needed to get XPages more successful in the market. And it took, you know, a few months to get it built and through the system at IBM, but here we are. And I think it's a real opportunity to rapidly grow the market. So I want to thank, you know, everybody in the community for sharing their ideas over the last 6 months as we built this thing and brought it to market.
Peter?
I think, you know, Ed hit the major point there. I would just say, you know, over the next several months, we'll certainly be sharing more about this. You'll get more details about, you know, the functionality we've delivered here in 853. And then obviously come January at Lotusphere, you're going to get a lot of great material down there in Orlando that you'll be able to take away and leverage, you know, for 2012.
Yeah, and Ed, the opening general session speaker is going to be who again?
Oh, I can't say.
Okay. Julian, any other questions for Pete or Ed?
No. I think that was great stuff. And I mean, again, this you know, under the guise of an 8.5.3 release, you know, we suddenly have this release that has just a ton of new features and and pieces and parts and just a lot of good stuff. So, you know, congratulations on getting that out the door. And I think we're looking forward to it.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
Well,
great. Thank you.
That's a wrap for episode 141 of the Taking Notes podcast. Many thanks to Ed and Pete from IBM for enlightening us on all things Notes Domino 853. So we'll talk to you guys real soon.